The Onion Bags Premier League Preview 2008-2009.
Previously on the Premier League.
And, you know, omelets, eggs. No eggs, no omelets. And depends of the quality of the eggs. In the supermarket you have eggs class 1, class 2, class 3. And some are more expensive than others, and some give you better omelets. So when the class 1 eggs, you know, are in Waitrose and you cannot go there, you have a problem. Yeah.
Welcome to the Onion Bags Premier League Preview Podcast. This season represents the last chance for fans to gorge themselves on a banquet of wags, scandals, corruption, sleaze, transvestites, novelty-sized condoms, dismembered limbs, violence, verbal abuse, and goals, 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 before the full horror of a closed season without a summer tournament comes around in May. And no, MLS is not a replacement any more than methadone is. Join us then as the Onion Bags crackpot team of writers cast their pus-dripping eyes over this motley assortment of overpaid fancy dans, watched by slack-jawed rubes without whom we simply wouldn't be here. Chelsea.
Big Phil's devastated that Sven has left City.
He's not best pleased to learn that the Premier League doesn't have any quarter-finals.
He takes out his frustration by chasing a naked Frank Lampard around Cobham with a wet towel.
Middlesbrough.
Steve Gibson doesn't want to be the most loved chairman in the world. He wants to be known as the bad boy of the boardrooms. Gareth Southgate shouldn't expect to be getting any £18 million cheques for overrated English midfielders anytime soon, we can tell you. Tottenham Hotspur.
Just when you think a club has changed its ways, they blow £15 million on a Bentley. Credit crunch? What credit crunch?
Wigan Athletic.
Beach soccer has become incredibly popular over the summer, which is great news for the groundsmen at the JJB.
Bring on the dancing girls, we say.
Hull.
Phil Brown has vigorously denied that he is in fact Captain Black from 60s string puppet drama Captain Scarlet.
He insists that he is not in league with the evil Mysterons, despite the circles under his eyes.
Stoke's
favourite son, Garth Crooks, has a lot to say about the Potter's chance of survival this season. But no one can be bothered to hear it.
Manchester United.
In an ill-advised bid to win back the hearts and minds of the fans, Cristiano Ronaldo takes kissing the badge a stage further by taking it to fourth base in front of the family enclosure at Old Trafford. Unfortunately, unlike Spanish supporters, the United faithful were not ready with their hankies.
West Brom.
Tony Mowbray believes in doing things the right way. Put the ball on the deck, outscore the oppo, and talk out of the side of your mouth like a 19th century navvy with a rolly in the corner of his gob. Sometimes he likes to mess with people's minds by switching side mid-conversation.
West Ham.
The Hammers have retired Bobby Moore's number 6 shirt from the squad. It now has to sell all its medals to make ends meet.
Fulham.
Mohamed Al-Fayed will pay you £50 if you forget that Lloris Sanchez ever happened.
Sunderland.
Roy Keane's stony visage cracked into a smile only once last season after someone mispronounced club chairman Niall Quinn's surname. He just can't resist those vag gags.
Aston Villa.
Martin O'Neill may not like all this Gareth Barry talk, but at least no one's noticed that Gordon Strachan has done better with less at Celtic than he did.
Bolton.
Gary Megson was delighted to take part in Channel 4 turd-polishing Gorpfest 10 years younger. That hot saffer bird told him to get his flabby bits cut off.
So it's goodbye Stelios and Eve Encampo. They may not stay up this season, but they'll look fabulous.
Be a leech on society. Sign up for the best fantasy game on the web at www.fantasyfootballagent.com.
Arsenal.
The Gunners' new away kit harkens back to the heady days of 1989.
Consequently, William Gallas will spend Christmas in Chokey on a drink-drive charge, and Cesc Fabregas will periodically beat his wife.
Blackburn.
Now that he actually is a governor, Paul Ince has made up another inappropriate moniker for people to call him. He insists people refer to him as the chairman. The actual chairman would rather call him Mark Hughes.
Liverpool.
Robbie Keane is thrilled to replace Harry Kewell at Anfield. He can't wait to sit on the bench for 5 years, win a European Cup, and further enrage Leeds fans by buggering off to Galatasaray.
Everton.
Onion bag writers were livid to find they'd already used a Tesco gag in last year's preview, and under sacred bag law cannot repeat the same gag.
Instead, they cooked up a hilarious missive about Tim Cahill and his comedy brother. That was until we realised he lives down the road from us.
Man City.
The great and benevolent leader Thaksin Shinawar has promised to cover new boss Mark Hughes with gold if he gets City into the Champions League this season. And if those pesky City fans stage more protests, the angry and vengeful leader has promised to smite them with Peter Reid. Consider yourselves warned.
Portsmouth.
The stout yeomen of Pompey have failed in their bid to get their UEFA Cup place awarded to Cardiff.
Faced with the prospect of foreigners coming to Fratton, Hampshire Police and Daily Mail volunteers will set up checkpoints on European match nights and issue anyone without a PO postcode with tagging devices and food vouchers.
Anyone attempting to stay in the town longer than 4 hours after the game will be arrested and presumably sectioned.
Newcastle. Mike, I love your pitch. I want to invest in your company, but I'm going to need at least 50% for my £10. And Kevin has to come round my house and play football at my kid's 10th birthday. Otherwise, I'm out.
As always, you can catch none of the action on the Onion Bag website, with its weekly dose of chaos, calamity and chlamydia. This season takes satire to strange new places with the Onion Bag radio show coming soon to a very limited number of server connections a long way from you.
Also, be sure to check out our new bloods at Some People Are On The Pitch, with news and views on this most beautiful of games, wherever it's played. Until the next podcast,
keep watching the football.